Well, it's good to be home.
Home. It's awful.
They've destroyed everything.
They stole my doll collection.
Why, Father? Why would these rebels want to ruin our house?
The madness of the past few months was much worse than damaged houses and stolen dolls. We are blessed to have survived.
They won't come back, will they?
Fighting is not over. It has just temporarily subsided. The king and queen are dead, and there are new people trying to start a government.
Oh, my mother's china.
Isabel, damage to a few plates.
I know, Jean. I'm blessed that God spared us, and many in this country lost so much more than their dinner plates.
I know.
My lady, Sir Jacques.
Richard!
My dear Richard!
I received word that you were back.
Oh, it's so good to see you, my dear friend.
Are you well?
I laid in bed for weeks, but I am getting around better every day.
Thank God.
My brother sent a message by courier that your needs were being cared for in Swabia.
Where is he?
I don't know. Probably in Switzerland by now. I don't believe I'll ever see him again.
I'm sorry, Richard. But we hope that he finds our saviour.
Or maybe the Lord will find him.
Well spoken, Charles.
Yes.
Richard, you must tell us all that has happened in France. We only know what we've read in the newspaper.
Oh, we have much to talk about. But first, I have something for you. Come. Some tea for you?
Richard.
How lovely.
Richard, you're not our servant anymore.
I will always be your servant, as well as your friend. But tea is not the only reason I brought you in here. I have a gift for you.
Oh.
It's under this linen.
What is it?
Shh! I'm giving away my surprise.
Pepin!
Oh, you got Pepin!
It was all very strange. He simply flew into the room one day.
He migrated all the way back here, from that man's shop.
You have quite a bird here.
We have quite a god.
Yes, we do, Charles. Quite a god indeed.
Pepin!